KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning through early this afternoon. Radar shows some of the heavier, widely scattered showers off to our west and southwest of Marnie. The showers are currently located between Highway 6 and just east of 510th Street, actually, along Mahogany Road, and they're moving off to the east. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping local news, as we mentioned to you during our Trading Post program last night and overnight news and on our webpage, dinner time at a popular restaurant in Elkhorn was disrupted Thursday evening when a car crashed into the building, injuring three people, two women and a man. The accident happened around 5:40 p.m. Vern Klein, owner of the Danish Inn, told KJAN News last night it was a normal night when all of a sudden there was a crash.
I was at the register, turned around, and saw the car, heard the loud noise and saw the car come through. There were three people knocked to the ground, and it just got stopped there. So hopefully everybody's going to be all right. The driver and a passenger was in the car, and they're fine.
One of the patrons was nearly directly in front of the vehicle at the table when the red Toyota Solera crashed into the building. You can see pictures of that crash on our website. And two others were seated off to the side. None of the restaurant's staff were injured. The restaurant was closed for the rest of the evening, and Klein said that he and his staff were still in shock, and it remained uncertain when the establishment would reopen.
You know, it's just hard to tell right now exactly what all the damage is. We've got plywood to lock it up tonight. I don't know. I just don't know yet.
Neither the names of the injured nor the driver of the vehicle were released Thursday night. Authorities in Shelby County said they'd have that information sometime late this morning. The cause of the crash remained under investigation. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities say a Council Bluffs man died after a collision on Interstate 80 near Omaha Thursday that happened as traffic was backed up from an earlier accident. 29-year-old Andrew Shutters of Council Bluffs died when his car hit the back of a pickup truck at around 6:45 a.m. Thursday. The Sarpy County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said the truck was stopped because traffic was still tied up from a collision between two semi-trailers that happened at around 6 a.m. The impact caused a fire in Shutters' car. Witnesses removed both drivers before the fire spread. Shutters died at an Omaha hospital. The driver of the pickup was also taken to an Omaha hospital, but his injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. A Council Bluffs police officer who was fired for allegedly slapping a 10-year-old child who ran away from home is getting his job back. The city's Civil Service Commission on Wednesday reinstated Bo Wake. He can return to the force in early September after serving a 90-day suspension without pay from the firing date. According to the complaint, Wake responded to a call about a runaway child in April. After the child was found and taken home, Wake allegedly slapped the child. The man was fired in June. Commission member Tara Slevin said the board believes that Wake touched the child, but there wasn't enough evidence to show it was a slap. Police in Harlan said yesterday that numerous arrests were made earlier this week. On Sunday, 18-year-old Brandon Allen of Harlan was arrested on charges including four counts of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts penalties, and ongoing criminal conduct. 21-year-old Dane Dodge of Harlan was arrested for interference with official acts, driving with defective equipment, and failure to prove proof of insurance. 29-year-old Tacy Bruck of Panama was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. Also on Sunday, 29-year-old Bruce Spray of Harlan was arrested on a charge of second offense OWI, driving while revoked, and failure to obey a stop sign. And 55-year-old Jaron Hindscheid of Harlan was arrested Monday on a Shelby County warrant for contempt of court related to child support. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, 68-year-old Bill Clarence W. Libby of Lewis died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. Funeral services for Bill Libby will be held today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 91-year-old Isla Mueller of Adair died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Isla Mueller will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. 85-year-old Margaret Helen Brewer of Stewart and formerly of Casey died Sunday at Mercy West Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Margaret Brewer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 81-year-old Lillian E. Hunt of rural Elliott died August the 6th. A celebration of life service for Lillian Hunt will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. 81-year-old David E. Landsman of Audubon died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for David Landsman will be Saturday, tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died August 14th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has the arrangements. 96-year-old Georgine E. Peters of Roanoke, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died August 16th. Memorial services for Georgine Peters will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 91-year-old Genevieve Handlos of Manning died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. A massive Christian burial service for Genevieve Handlos will be held Monday at 9:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And 84-year-old Gilbert Mueller of Atlantic died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Gilbert Mueller are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.